doctors. Our neglect of silent evidence kills people daily. Assume that a drug saves many people from a potentially dangerous ailment, but runs the risk of killing a few, with a net benefit to society. Would a doctor prescribe it? He has no incentive to do so. The lawyers of the person hurt by the side effects will go after the doctor like attack dogs, while the lives saved by the drug might not be accounted for anywhere. A life saved is a statistic. A person hurt is an anecdote. Statistics are invisible, anecdotes are salient. Likewise, the risk of a black swan is invisible. The Teflon-style protection of Giacomo Casanova. This brings us to the gravest of all manifestations of silent evidence, the illusion of stability. The bias lowers our perception of the risks we incurred in the past, particularly for those of us who were lucky to have survived them. Your life came under a serious threat, but having survived it, you retrospectively underestimate how risky the situation actually was. The adventurer Giacomo Casanova, later self-styled Jacques, Chevalier de Saint-Gall, the wannabe intellectual and legendary seducer of women, seems to have had a Teflon-style trait that would cause envy on the part of the most resilient of mafia dons. Misfortune did not stick to him. Casanova, while known for his seductions, viewed himself as some sort of a scholar. He aimed at literary fame with his 12-volume History of My Life, written in bad, charmingly bad, French. In addition to the extremely useful lessons on how to become a seducer, the history provides an engrossing account of a succession of reversals of fortune. Casanova felt that every time he got into difficulties, his lucky star, his étoile, would pull him out of trouble. After things got bad for him, they somehow recovered by some invisible hand, and he was led to believe that it was his intrinsic property to recover from hardships by running every time into a new opportunity. He would somehow meet someone in extremis who offered him a financial transaction, a new patron that he had not betrayed in the past, or someone generous enough and with a weak enough memory to forget past betrayals. Could Casanova have been selected by destiny to bounce back from all hardships? Not necessarily. Consider the following. Of all the colorful adventurers who have lived on our planet, many were occasionally crushed, and a few did bounce back repeatedly. It is those who survive who will tend to believe that they are indestructible. They'll have a long and interesting enough experience to write books about it. Until, of course...
This ends Disc 5.